Well, left back striker, two goals. Funny old world, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind today. Gaffer gave me a call yesterday, got me in his office, said I'm playing up front, so I just thought, I'm on the pitch and I'm playing, so I can't complain. Hopefully I'll get some goals and see what happens, and it's worked out perfect.
Well, it didn't take long, did it? 3 minutes?
No, I fortunately got a chance in the first few minutes, like you say, and managed to put it away. It's a great start from the team, and I think we needed that. I thought everyone was disappointed around the club from Coventry. It was just silly mistakes from like the whole team, basically, and we wanted to come today and show the fans what we can do, and I think we did that today.
I think for that first one, I think it was Sam Heard passed it through, but there's still plenty to do. Take us through what your thought process was.
Yeah, I just met all the gaffer kept saying to me, we're just running behind, trying to do what Doyle did, same colour hair and all that, so trying to replicate that, and I just ran in behind and someone found me. I just thought I'll have a shot, and it went in, so delighted.
And then before the celebrations had finished on St Patrick's night, Jay O'Shea in there, Gary Roberts with a beautiful ball for him.
Yeah, perfect for Jay, being an Irishman. St Patrick's Day, yeah, I'm delighted for him. He deserved that. He's been setting up goals every week and scoring them. He deserves to score more goals, and I'm happy for him.
And no doubt you've been telling everybody it was your little flick on that that opened up the space.
Yeah, I've been telling everyone in there that just reminding them that I had a part to play in that second goal as well.
And then after that, the manager was critical of game management as a whole after Saturday, whatever that means. But whatever it is, it was done perfectly from then on.
Yeah, I think what he means, sometimes we go sloppy when we get the lead or something. We tend to get complacent and not kill teams off. We want to go and get 4 or 5 goals. And like today, the next goal was important after half-time. We got it to go 3-0 up, and I think it was comfortable from there.
Yeah, I think Tommy only had one real save to make, didn't he, from the downward header relatively early on, and from then on the midfield bossed it, and the strikers or the attacking players were in the ascendancy.
Yeah, I think that's a credit to the whole team and credit to the back four. They kept them out. I think Drew did superb coming back for his first game. I think he only got the call yesterday to come back, and he's played unbelievable today, and happy for the whole team. We deserve the 3 points.
Then the third goal on 88, just to wrap it up and send everybody home happy. Take us through that.
Yeah, I just made the run in behind Rob. I didn't think he was going to pass it. I thought he'd go for goal himself, and it managed to come through. And it's on my right foot. I thought he did it and went through the keeper's legs, I think, and delighted.
Well, I'm sure he was screaming for the one-on-one, the one to go back to him, wasn't he? 1-2.
Yeah, but I was always going to ignore that, trying to get my second goal.
And that's, I think, 10 for the season, so not bad for a left-back.
Yeah, I think it's 10, yeah. Hit double figures, which remain when I first came, so I've got a few more games at left back and see what happens.
And I'm sure you've had a chance to have a look at the other results. 3 points behind sixth place, game in hand, better goal difference, back on, isn't it?
I've not had a look, to be honest. I've been in the change room, just had a meeting after the game, and I've not had a chance to have a look, but when I get back I'll have a look. And like I said, there's plenty of points to still play for. It's 10 games left, which is 30 points for us, so to compete, and we think we're good enough to be in there.
And Peter on Saturday, another team will be thinking exactly the same on Chesterfield. So it's getting to the stage of the season where every team wants to win. There'll be no bus parking at all now, will there?
No, definitely. I think every game now we've got to take as a cup final. We need to win as many games as we can to the end of the season if we want to get into the championship. And that's at the end of the day, that's what our main goal is.
And I'm sure the manager will have had a wry smile. I think Chesterfield over 50 points tonight, so I'm sure he's not worried about relegation anymore.
No, I don't think that's ever been his smile. I think we're a good team, and he knows that we should probably be in there, cemented in the playoffs. But we had a few sloppy results, and hopefully we'll rectify that and go on a good run now.
And it's a while since we've spoken. You'd settled in really, really well now. How are things? Because you've played a big part. You've hardly missed any football all season.
Yeah, I'm happy as Larry here. All the lads have welcomed me in. It's a great bunch of lads out there. I'm getting game time, so can't complain.